There's no public comment. Mr. Williams, you want to do our prayer this morning?
Father God, just thank you for this day. Thank you for this week. Just pray that you're with us all as we serve you and serve the county, Lord. Just again, be with us. Pray that we're sensitive to you and what you have to say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, September 19, 2016, 9:03 a.m. Any commission remarks?
No, but we do, I think, this week, especially, and probably every day, need to think about our law enforcement after what took place last week. So, I don't know, prayers and maybe some help with a benefit or something for that young man. That's bound to be a shocker. So,
and do you mind, since you brought it up, is he okay?
I don't know any information to give you, and I wouldn't probably hear at this meeting if I did know.
If I may, it was reported yesterday, we go to church together, it was reported in church yesterday that he's had one surgery, he'll have to go through a second one, but that he is doing well.
Thank you. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 442170 through 442239, warrant 6599. There's no journal entry or transfer.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes for September 12, 2016.
Move to approve previous meeting and executive session meeting minutes for September 12, 2016 with corrections.
With the corrections, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Developmental Connections Board appointment. I have an application.
So the current board member has already resigned? That was effective, do you know what date?
Morning.
I contacted the commission last week, I believe it was, to ask to have a vacancy in our board of directors filled. Mr. Clint Smith, who served since 2003, has resigned due to the success of the new business that he and Tom Henderson created, DC Plumbing. The Clint brother has been unable to make the last few meetings and asked to be relieved of that position. Fortunately, I think, in from looking at it from our point of view, that a former board member who served for 30-some years showed up at about the same time and said that he would like to serve again. So when I contacted the commission last week, I asked if you would reappoint Don Ingram, who is one of our charter members and served for 33 years, served in 2014, if you would appoint him to fill the vacancy of Clint Smith's term.
Motion to appoint Don Ingram to complete the term.
Do you want the dates? December 31st, 2017.
Yes. But Mr. Smith, it's a complete term of his. What was his name, Mr. Smith?
Clint
Smith. Clinton, yes. Mm-hmm. That's 2017.
Yeah. So your motion is to appoint Don Ingram to finish out the term ending to December 31st, 2017?
That was it, yeah.
Second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Okay. 4-H week.
Hold on one second. I'd like to amend my motion on accounts payable.
Okay.
Was it verbiage or something we left out?
Well, it says check number 442221. Invoice was for 320. And I guess the check was written for 325, so it was overpaid by $5. So what's that? Well, there's two papers here. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I saw the second one.
The one I showed you has a comment, made corrections for auditor's findings.
So then why is it still left out on the...
I don't know. This is all we
have. But it's been corrected. It's got to be the process.
Let me ask one question there, Rick. So it's been corrected. The check numbers that he give has an extra check in it that on the correction number.
I signed the second check.
What about the...
What about, so the first check needs to be voided out.
Should have been. I assumed that it was. I don't know, but I assumed it was.
Okay.
I didn't see the top sheets.
If there's an issue, we'll just write that to you next week. Is that all right?
That's fine. Let's say if it's already been voided, then we approve the void. So.
Okay.
Never mind. Go ahead, Mike.
So you're okay. For 4-H week, proclamation week.
Do we want to read that in the record again or just vote on it?
I think we've already read it, so
we've read it.
Just vote on it.
Vote on it.
Move to proclaim October 2nd through October 8th, 2016 as 4-H week in Taney County, Missouri, as read by Commissioner Schofield last week.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Insurance update.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
Okay, if you remember from last time we got together a couple months ago, we had identified that we had a couple of months that were pretty big claims months, and so we discussed the opportunity to maybe delay the renewal just a little bit, so I've got an update for you there. If you look on the left-hand side of your packet, you're going to see that's the prior year's information. It says 2015 I have highlighted for you there. And then there's 2 months for July and August. Both of them were very high claim months, $233,000, $223,000, compared to normal months that are well below that. And so we discussed, and you all made the decision to go ahead and see if we could let that ride out a little bit. So what this sheet shows is those months are now in last year's calculation. And if you remember, when they do your renewal, they count the current year at 70% and the prior year at 30%. So those months are now in the 30% column and moved out of the 70. Does that make sense to you? If you look on the right-hand side of your packet, you'll see 2016. And you can see that you made a good call. The July replacing $233,000 is a $95,000 month. And then August replacing the $223,000 month is $152,000. So not quite as good, but still certainly a positive. Put it all together, it's roughly $200,000 less in claims. When you do the math and, you know, taking it from the 70 to the 30 column, whatnot, it'll save about $80,000 in the calculation. But then you have to add medical trend and admin to it. So our renewal, whatever it is, should be about $100,000 less than it otherwise would have been by weight. So the other thing I'd like to point out is on 2016, if you go up to the top of that page, I didn't highlight that number, but it's the very first one, September. And you'll notice that that was almost a $220,000 month. And so our discussion was to go ahead and wait until that month also dropped back and hope that the same thing happens for us again. So positive results from that standpoint. One thing that actually Don and I are getting ready to talk about a little bit is delaying our renewal then is going to push us back on our open enrollment period. But for $100,000, she's willing to work with us on that. But also probably next year we'll be talking about the same thing, because these 3 months are still part of the prior year calculation. If we wait next year, then they'll completely drop off of the renewal calculation, and so it'll probably make sense to do it again. Behind those are still the shock claims. I don't want to relay the wrong message here. We still have several things going on. And so I expect that our renewal, that we will see an increase. The only thing I'm here to tell you today is I think it'll be less than it would have been if we'd have asked them to go ahead and do it after they got June claims. Any questions for me beyond that? We should receive the renewal somewhere around the middle of October, because that's how long it'll take. September claims hit about the 10th of the month, and then so we'll be able to get you the numbers as quickly as possible after that, and obviously I'll be over here to bring that to you.
With us staying, well, the renewal period.
The renewal will still be 1-1 to 12-31. It's just the only thing we're doing here is we're delaying them putting it together.
What numbers they're looking at.
Right.
But what is it with the same company, or is there?
Right now, Cox Health Plans is who we're with, and unless.
But it could get presented to.
And that would really be how I normally do that, Commissioner, is I would bring you that renewal. Then you would decide, hey, do we want to take this to market? If you do, we'd have some time, because we're going to push back open enrollment, obviously, like we talked about. And so then we'd be able to look at, okay, do we want to look at Anthem and United? As you guys have all read in the newspapers, the number of insurance companies is dwindling quickly. So there's not a ton of options out there anymore. But
why is the insurance companies dwindling quickly?
Well, they're trying to consolidate. You know, there's this little thing called health care reform. You may have read a little bit about it, but it's caused a little bit of change in the marketplace.
So there's less competition, so rates are probably going to go up even more?
Depends on who you talk to.
Uh-huh.
Of course, according to these guys wanting to merge, it's going to help cut costs and lower costs for everybody. Who do you want to believe?
Do you have a? Do you want to come up? And
what's the percentage of the medical trend right now?
Nationwide, 10% is the number that they're still using. That's down a little bit from, say, 12 to 14 in prior years. Medical itself is actually running about 5%. The problem is prescription spend is up about 20 to 25%. So when you put them both together, it comes to a net of about 10. I can tell you Cox Health Plans and their renewal calculations uses 10% as an average.
Yes. All right.
Thank you. I'll be back next month.
Road and bridge update.
One of them, the first one on there, is the oil distributor, and the reason I'm bringing that to you now is the time it takes to acquire this type of vehicle before next seal season. And I have one that we currently use for pack on a patching, and I need to replace this oil distributor with a new one. And we can purchase this through a MoDOT bid, but that's a lot easier because it's going to take several months by the time we get it. We order in October, it'll be April before we receive the vehicle. So it will come out of next year's budget, but it's something that we need to order now to get replacement on. So that's why I'm bringing it up to you now. If I can get approval to go ahead and order this, it will be a Etnar brand, similar to what we have. It'll be a single axle unit. It's going to be replacing unit 63, which we currently have, and we bought it in the early 90s is when it was purchased.
So is this vendor information? Does that mean we can, same price from all
that's
three?
The estimated cost going to be right in there. It's about $165,000, then depending on the some of the items, option items that they have on that. We're going to use this for using on our tacking the material down the SS1 before our patching, and also I want to use this vehicle for, that's the spreadsheet on the MoDOT website.
That's what I'm saying, so it says multiple awards, so any of those three we can...
Any of those three, and we're currently going to be looking at the GW Van Kempel company, that particular...
Can I ask
brand?
One? So it's different brands?
Yeah, it's different brands there. The other two companies have a different brand of old distributor, and the Etnar is the brand that we want to stay with.
I don't have a problem with it. Do you want to, you're going to do it next year's budget?
It'll actually be paid for, but we need to order now through this to get it by April of next year.
And then
if we wait till, you know, we get a budget and bid out or even purchase it, then by the time we get it, seal season, patch season will be over with.
So the April deadline is, you start sometimes in May, right on through.
Yeah, we're patching. We'd like to start toward the end of April, 1st of May. The weather's warm enough, we can get a jump on it.
Move to allow Randy to move forward with the purchase of an oil distributor on the MoDOT bid.
Do you want to specify that particular company?
That's the company I'm going to go with.
Brandon, or just asking you. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next item on there is a single axle chassis. I need to replace a mechanic's truck. The body is fairly new and the crane we have on it, but the chassis, we used an older road and bridge truck for that chassis, and I need to bid out and replace that chassis, and I'd like to do that. And we can take that out of this year's budget to where it doesn't affect next year as bad. We're thinking just a 2-ton chassis to fit that, that's going to be the estimated cost, but this is something I want to work with Erickson and bid out and see what we come up with. But it'll be a 2-ton type chassis to fit our utility body.
Have you got anything that you can spec it to that would work from maybe other locations or somebody that's got, we've got the other one, don't we? And it works fine.
Buchanan has one. The only thing I need to add to it is a small electric crane. Hilda's truck is working great. I mean, they don't have any problems, but the one
I'm talking about, the gear ratio and the transmission.
We would put that out in the spec to get a lower gear. The one that's under there is way too high gear for that application. Yeah. That's one of the issues. It was a truck that we bought in the 90s.
Yeah, the truck will go to Purple Wave. Is that what you...
Yeah, the other chassis will just put it on Purple Wave.
I don't care if you go ahead and... You said you're going to go through Erickson on that and go through the bid process?
Yeah, that'll go through the bid process. So.
Yeah, they desperately needed the other day. They had traffic backed all the way from down at the roundabout, almost halfway up the hill, because our mechanic's truck that we're fixing trucks with looked like it needed to be fixed.
So, is that kind of like the cobbler's shoe? Our cobbler's kid's shoe? Go ahead and get with Ron and start on that process. I'm fine with it.
This next item, I'm showing you a small map of that. This is in Meadow Ridge Subdivision, and I've met with the Homeowners Association. This was a drainage issue also identified on our review when we took this portion of the subdivision in, but you'll see 4 vacant lots on the south side of this Mesquite Road. The Homeowners Association currently own these, and I want to work with them to get a drainage easement on between the second and third, about the middle of those vacant lots, so we don't run into a problem a little bit later on. They're wanting to sell those lots, and if they're willing to work with us to take care of survey and description or whatever, if I can get a drainage easement, then I have a way of taking care of drainage at that particular intersection. So.
What about right down the property line where they've got
pretty much right down the property line is what we're anticipating, but I need a 10-foot drainage easement so we have a way of putting a pipe in there and different things. So
and
I
go,
have a place to go with water.
Will you go all the way across the lot, or how will you do that?
I would go all the way from one end of the lot to the other. That's the plan.
What's on the other side there?
That I'm not sure. I'm going to have to investigate and find out. But it's all very steep right there. It just basically drops off. And then one of the problems we've got currently is the existing curb is being undermined on the road. So I've got to address that issue. And without putting in some type of drainage, we're going to run into problems a little bit later on.
You, Randy, you'll have to check with planning and zoning to make sure that that doesn't interfere with when you ask for the easement on the property line, that it doesn't interfere with the size of the lot and what they've got it perked at and all the things that are involved in the P&Z process. So you'll have to get with probably Scott or someone and visit with them about these, the size of these lots and that going down the property line. There hadn't ought to be any problem with it, but make sure the footage works out right.
I'll work with Mr. Ashley on that and find out all
yeah.
if there's any problems there. So. Okay. The last item I got, this year's NACTO conference is in the Branson Landing Convention Center, and I'm just bringing that up to you. I've shown you an agenda. There's a couple of good classes on there, and I'm wanting to send four people, myself and Devin, and then two supervisors. Maybe to see that. It'll be in October.
Is it a 1 day or 2 days?
It's a 2 day, day and a half, basically, type thing, but the cost saving this year, it being local, is we don't have to spring for rooms staying overnight. Like they're going to Kansas City or Columbia or wherever they have it, they move it around every year. So this year we lucked out in Branson. So.
That's a good deal.
Unless you gentlemen have any questions, that's all I have.
Do we need any replacing? Are you coming in for personnel?
Yes. Yes, and I got a couple items there too. So.
I guess we'll recess till 9:45, and we'll be in executive session for 610.021, subsection 1, 2, 3, and 12.